Toronto Raptors in action. We've got the Toronto Maple Leafs playing in the regular season. Toronto Blue Jays right around the corner, but we cannot forget about the championship team right now in Toronto, and that, of course, is Toronto FC, as they are getting set for training camp this week in California. Joining us now on the line to talk some TFC is the chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca. It is John Molinaro. John, it seems like yesterday it pretty much was that Toronto FC won the MLS Cup, but we knew it was going to be a quick turnaround. We knew there wasn't going to be a long off season for TFC, but I don't think it was going to be this quick. Here they are getting ready to start training camp, getting ready for CONCACAF Champions League. I guess that's just the way it is now. If you want to win titles, you're going to have some pretty quick turnarounds.
Well, that's it. It's the price of fame. You know, if they went out, you know, in the first round of the playoffs, then they would have been out in, you know, October, and they would have had a longer layoff. But I'm sure people would have been, you know, quite upset about that. So the fact that the turnaround is so short for them is just a testament to the success they had. Short turnaround means you're the champions. And that's, as I said, it's the price you pay for, you know, winning the title and having the remarkable season that they did last year.
Man, they sure gave us a lot to be excited about. It was just an amazing season to watch. It was a record breaker with 69 points. How do they follow that up? Because their captain, Michael Bradley, seems to think there's a lot more in the tank.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tough one, Sherry. I mean, when you look at what they did last year, you know, you're talking about winning the Canadian Cup, setting the league record for most points in a season with 69 points, finishing in first place to win the Supporters' Shield Trophy, then winning MLS Cup. That's a pretty big feat to break. You know, the added assignment this year, of course, is the Champions League, the CONCACAF Champions League. They're going to start competing in next month. And I think that's going to be a big priority for them. So I think, you know, to a certain extent, there's no question they want to win MLS Cup again. But I think winning, you know, the Champions League is going to be a very big priority for them. This isn't something that's they're going to take lightly. They've proven over the last 2 years that to be, you know, the best team in MLS. This is a chance to go onto a bigger stage and show how they rank up against some of the best teams, you know, in Mexico and Costa Rica and in the CONCACAF region. So this is a big test for them. It's a chance to show, you know, that their success can't be limited to Major League Soccer and show that they can, you know, get it done on the international stage as well.
It'll be really interesting to see, John, just some of the conditions that some of these games will be played in. We know, obviously, in Mexico, there's a lot of, you know, places that are high in altitude, and that's obviously difficult. But if TFC is playing at home, as you mentioned in your notebook, that they could be hosting Colorado in a return match on February 27th, still in the middle of winter, that could be kind of interesting as well.
It could, although, you know, Colorado, not exactly a warm weather locale either. So I'm sure they're used to the cold weather, but you know, certainly if they get through that and then they have to, you know, the next round of games is in March and they're going to play either a Mexican team or a Costa Rican team, and, you know, one of those teams having to come up to Toronto in March, that then I think, you know, they have the advantage. But yeah, again, it's sort of you know, the price of success that they had, right? I mean, winning the Canadian Championship last year meant they, you know, go directly into the Champions League for the next season. And it's, you know, with MLS starting on, you know, the first week of March, it means that they're going to have to, TFC really has to kind of hit the ground running with, you know, training camp and getting guys in and really bringing the team together in a short period of time, because, you know, these games against Colorado are, you know, literally a month away. So it's not much time to prepare.
I loved reading your stuff today about Michael Bradley facing off against his father for the first time coming up in an exhibition game. I mean, to face Bob is a pretty neat thing, considering their history, obviously, is, you know, father-son, but he also drafted him at what, 15 or 16? So Bob, of course, is going to be the head coach of the Los Angeles FC, which is an expansion team. There's some good vibes for that game coming up.
I think so. I mean, you know, asking Michael about it, I mean, he was pretty, you know, he's being pretty coy and sheepish about it. Yeah, you know, he has a great relationship with his father, obviously. And, you know, he was saying, you know, they're going to meet in the regular season, I think on September 1st at BMO Field. And Michael went to great lengths to say, look, you know, I'm for 33 games this season, I'm going to be the biggest fan of LAFC, except for that one game, the 34th game, when we have to face them. And I think there's a real, you know, kinship between father and son there. They're cut from the same cloth, so to speak. Michael is very much his very similar to his dad, just in terms of temperament and the way he carries himself. And you can see a lot of the traits that Michael gets is from his father, who you know, has been a distinguished coach for quite a while. So, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see the dynamic of how that plays out on the field, you know, next week in LA during that exhibition game.
John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter for Sportsnet, joining us here on Sportsnet Tonight. Rob Wong and Sherry Ford with you. TFC obviously has some moves to make this offseason. They made one already, of course, getting Drew Moore re-signed. They went through the MLS Super Draft earlier in the week. And then, of course, they signed Eric Zavaleta to a new deal here, John. And, you know, obviously you want to try to bring back as many guys as you can from last year's core and just the deep bench that they had. What's left here for this team to do with Tim Bezbachenko and before the season gets going?
Well, I mean, I think a few things. It's still a very deep team, but, you know, they did lose some key players in the offseason. I mean, Steven Betashore, who, you know, was the standout right winger and right fullback for them for the last two seasons, he explored free agency and he ended up signing with LAFC. They still have Nico Hassler from last season, who, you know, deputized really well for Betashore when he got injured. But my sense is that, you know, they're going to look at, you know, getting another right back, just add another quality option out there. And Benoit Cherou retired as well in the offseason, and he was sort of the main backup for Michael Bradley. So I think they're a little thin in that area. You know, they want to get someone who can, you know, back up Bradley. God forbid that he should get injured. They really don't have another option quite like Michael Bradley. So I think those are the two sort of key positions that they'll look to fill, you know, between now and the start of the season.
Well, as you mentioned, the games against Colorado just about a month away, and the regular season gets started very, very soon. So TFC will once again be back in the conversation with Toronto Sports, as it already is tonight here. Thanks for joining us, John. As always, we appreciate you coming on.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Thanks,
John Molinaro, chief soccer reporter.